Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 29, 11 to 27. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 to 27. Stupid people express their anger openly, but sensible people are patient and hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to false information, all his officials will be liars. A poor person and his oppressor have this in common. The Lord gave eyes to both of them. If a king defends the right of the poor, he will rule for a long time. Correction and discipline are good for children. If they have their own way, they will make their mothers ashamed of them. When evil people are in power, crime increases, but the righteous will live to see the downfall of such people. Discipline your children and you can always be proud of them. They will never give you reason to be ashamed. A nation without God's guidance is a nation without order. Happy are those who keep God's law. You cannot correct servants just by talking to them. They may understand you, but they will pay no attention. There is more hope for a stupid fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. If you give your servants everything they want from childhood on, someday they will take over everything you own. People with quick tempers cause a lot of quarreling and trouble. Arrogance will bring your downfall, but if you are humble, you will be respected. A thief's partner is his own worst enemy. He will be punished if he tells the truth in court, and God will curse him if he doesn't. It is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe. Everybody wants the good will of the ruler, but only from the Lord can you get justice. The righteous hate the wicked hate the righteous. My theme for reflection is the crossroads of wisdom and folly. The crossroads of wisdom and folly. Have you ever watched a child try to sneak a cookie from a jar, only to knock the whole thing over and make a scene? It is a small act of folly that often results in a greater mess than they bargained for. Life can be like that cookie jar. We are faced with daily decisions that either draw us toward wisdom or leave us with a shattered mess. Proverbs 29:11 to 27 is a collection of insights that contrast wisdom and folly, righteousness and wickedness, and show us the consequences of our choices. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Verse 11. Picture a pot boiling over on the stove because the lid wasn't secured. That is what a fool's unchecked emotions look like. We all know someone who can't hold their tongue in a moment of anger. Maybe we have even been that person. Yet wisdom calls us to restraint, to hold back when our emotions threaten to spill over. As A.W. Tozer once said, the meek man is not a human mouse afflicted with a sense of his own inferiority. Rather, he may be in his moral life as bold as a lion and as strong as Samson, but he has stopped being fooled about himself. The wise person knows the strength of measured words. This chapter also teaches us about integrity in leadership. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. Leadership shapes culture. A leader who entertains dishonesty spreads corruption like wildfire. But a ruler who judges the poor with truth establishes a kingdom on justice. Think of historical figures like Nelson Mandela, whose commitment to fairness inspired a nation compared to leaders who exploit their power and sow oppression. Whether you lead a team, a family, or just yourself, your commitment to truth impacts more lives than you realize. The reflection grows more personal as it addresses the condition of our hearts. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. How often do we make decisions based on the approval of others? Fear of man traps us like a bird caught in a hunter's net, but when we trust in the Lord, we find true freedom. This verse reminds me of Peter, who initially denied Jesus out of fear, only to later preach boldly at Pentecost because he trusted in God. Finally, Proverbs 29 verse 27 paints a stark picture of moral conflict. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Righteousness and wickedness cannot coexist peacefully. It is why those who pursue God's ways often face resistance from the world. It is a reminder that the life of wisdom and integrity is not always easy, but it is always worth it. My dear friends, Proverbs 9 is a call to choose the path of wisdom, self-control, and righteousness, even when it is countercultural. Whether it is taming our emotions, leading with integrity, or trusting in God above all else, these choices shape our character and reflect the God we serve. There are two questions for reflection. One, are there areas in your life where the fear of man has kept you from trusting fully in God? Number two, how can you model integrity in your leadership or relationships even when it is difficult? Lord, thank you for the wisdom of your word. Forgive us for the times we have let our emotions, fear of others, or lack of integrity lead us astray. And help us to walk the path of wisdom, reflecting your righteousness in all that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.